You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs podcast.
All right, guys, it's episode number 57 of the Mundy Maniacs podcast. It's me, Kevin, in Japan. Woo! With Sarah and PJ in Japan. All three of us are in Japan. I'm in Osaka, Japan, where PJ is, but not quite where he is, a different part of the city. And Sarah's in Akashi, Japan. And yesterday, we were all together, actually physically in the same place. It was wild. Oh my goodness.
It was so amazing.
So this is it, folks out there listening. Us three troublemakers have been reunited for at least a brief period of time. And I'm happy. I'm happy to be out of China. Happy where I can play Munzee again, finally, where my phone works, where people have access to the internet and all that stuff that you take for granted. So how are you guys doing? How you doing, Sarah?
I'm hot. I'm hot, but hey, I'm so glad that we could.
What kind of egotistical comments are you making about yourself here? What's going on? I'm hot.
I'm so hot, and it's a good thing nobody has to see me because I'm just sweating. When you come to Osaka in the summertime, the one thing you need to know is it's humid. Mm-hmm. It's humid, but hey. It is what it is. And other than that, I'm just really glad that you're back in Japan. And we had a great time yesterday at my house having a barbecue. And
that's right.
And kids played a little bit of Munzee around my house. And so did you guys. But that's how I'm doing. How about you, PJ?
Yeah. Gotta tell you, I'm over it. Kevin's visit, I really had it, you know. Yeah. He was much better when
he was
miles away and Xi was controlling his electronic interaction. Now it's just every second, Kevin. Yeah. Bothering me. Insane. Oh, PJ, how do I be as cool as you? Oh, PJ. Yeah. You know, it's just, I can't handle it.
Nonstop. And I, of course, will never learn how to be as cool as you, but I will forever try. We can all reach for the stars or reach for PJ. So there you go. So it's cool. It's cool being back. As you saw yesterday, Sarah, you could tell that we were coming when you were watching your Munzee notifications because what a job you've done with that train line all the way from Osaka to your place. Holy moly. And
I had like over 20,000 points yesterday, and 3/4 of them were from cap-ons from you guys.
And that's really only what, 4 players? Me, Kevin, 2 kids. Yeah, that's 4 players.
4 players. Thank you.
And as PJ saw, one kid who may have been on the train with us, who may have a name that rhymes with Matt Man Mai.
That's awful.
He was we were trying to motivate him to play, but I was like cap, but he was too busy playing other games and he'd kind of reluctantly turn off his other game and cap a couple of months. He's like, I gotta go back to this other game now. So he got some, but he's like,
well, here's the thing. I just don't think the Munzee gods will ever allow both of you to have 2 children that love the game at the same time. It's just the curse of parenthood that you're going to get one that's semi-interested, the other that's revolting. Rebelling?
Rebelling.
Kids can be pretty revolting, you know.
Oh, I don't know. I think your kids are pretty good. They're much nicer than their parents. Although I like mine.
Yeah, well.
But you two can rot.
Nasty!
How grumpy I am!
Holy schmoly! Someone ate all the grumpy parts today. And that's good because you don't want to let the people down. The people out there expect a certain level of
they do.
of saltiness and sass with you, PJ, and they're getting it tonight.
If it helps, right before we record, I pinch myself and think nasty thoughts.
Oh, as usual, everyone up there in Munson.
Now you've told everybody your secret.
There they go.
Even us leaving me speechless. Yeah, so here we are, and it's been fantastic for me. I've been loving being able to play the game. It's been really exciting. I'm in a little nook of the city of Osaka that isn't super built up, and I've been adding stuff to it. I've been kind of knowing that I'm here for a limited time. I've been in some ways trying to kind of a bit systematically put more greenies out, more, you know, the more physicals out, to leave you guys with something when I'm not here, to kind of build a kind of area around Shinsaibashi, where I'm at, kind of this area. I've been making a few kind of grid lines here and there. And I've been having fun, just being able to play. It's that simple, just being able to play. I put a couple of destinations around kind of the Airbnb where I'm at, so I'd have something for nightly walks and stuff. And yesterday it was fun heading out towards Akashi. Didn't have a chance to get off at Akashi Park, where there was once an event. That park is a chock-a-block, but I had enough time when the train stopped. Kai and I each set off a blast, and we each got 100 with a blast, and then that didn't even, I think, put a dent in it. It's like I was saying to PJ, because I'm not used to that, having that kind of density of Munzees. It was like, wow, looks like I didn't even fire that blast. Like, cool. That's new for me, that kind of, yeah, that density. So
I did a blast, and I got 30, and that means that's 30 since that event. So people are still putting in there, mm-hmm. which is nice. Mm. And by the way, if anyone ever comes here, I really think that's, you know, a lot of people skip Akashi Park because historically it's a mediocre value, but it's a beautiful park. It's got a lot of everything. There's a lake, there's playgrounds, there's tea houses, mm-hmm. there's a bar that serves alcohol. So it's a win-win for everybody. And it's just lovely.
It is, absolutely. I never lived in Akashi, but I worked in Akashi for 4 years.
That you did.
And I'm a big proponent of it. I mean, that park, Akashi Park, is fantastic. It's got castle ruins. It's got it's huge. It's got ponds and lakes and lots of like wildlife and nature and areas for picnicking and playing frisbee. It's got a bar. It's got all that stuff. And it's
and there's a hamburger shop that's pretty darn good.
And it's got a
good beer too.
And beer and hamburgers on a sunny day and on a castle. What can you? Oh, there we go. Now he's just Kevin showing off his new phone.
I got a new phone today. Also to upgrade my Munzee play and just quality of life. After 4 years, I've upgraded my iPhone. So I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
Yay.
There's some apps I'm having trouble getting into. That part's not exciting. For those of you who are in Japan or ever come to Japan, there's a communication app named Line. And apparently I should have set something up or let it know beforehand that I was going to transfer my phone, because I didn't. And yeah.
Line is like a relationship. Breakups don't happen instantly. It takes a couple of hits before you can move on to a successful new one. So you'll get there, Kevin. For fans out there, they might be shocked, but Kevin is quite the Luddite. I know that sounds odd since he does TED Talks and podcasts and yada, yada, yada. But surprise, you'd be shocked at what he doesn't know about technology.
I can't argue. I've got my highs and my lows.
You do, as we all do, although I'm just high. But, you know, what can we say?
I got the skills to, like, edit and do videography and that kind of engineering part. But then there's things like, how do I get back into my app?
What's an update?
Well, I'm not quite that bad.
He's not that bad. He does use the Insta and Twitter, and although Twitter, does anyone use Twitter anymore? I hear it doesn't work anymore.
Big.
Does it work anymore? Aren't you allowed only 3 tweets a day or something that?
There were some people who were sharing some interesting things like that. They're like, a few people I follow were like, what the hell is this? It was like, you've exceeded your rate of looking at tweets. I was like, what? I don't know. But yeah, so here we are. And for Kai, it's been great. We don't have a lot of time left here. We've been here for 3 weeks already. We've got about a week and a half left in Japan before we head back to Canada, or before we head to Canada. BJ.
I'm raising my hand like a good teacher would in class. You mentioned Kai. Do you want to talk about another child that you have that has recently found an interest in the game again after a long walk in a forest of I don't want to play anymore, and now she's back?
Yes. So my daughter, who is now 10, and her name is Rina, and she goes by Sumiko Neko on that's her handle on Munzee, and Sumiko is there's popular cartoon characters here called Sumiko Garashi, and her favorite one is Neko, which is a cat. So she basically got her first phone. So she adopted my wife's old iPhone SE, and although she doesn't have any SIM card in it yet, she'll get one when we eventually settle in Malaysia. It's Wi-Fi enabled, and we do have myself, my son, and my wife all have a pocket Wi-Fi device that we carry with us, and she's kind of tethered to all of those. So she's really happy to have her first device. And she now has Munzee on it, and she's in her account. So in the past, you know, I would have to log out of my, you know, I'd be with her and I'd be like, I'd have to log out of mine and log into hers, and then be like, here, Cap, you play these things, and then give me my phone back, and I'll have to log into mine. And obviously, you know, all the complaints I'd had about attempting to play in China, it just, there was no point in it. But now that she's in Osaka and they're everywhere and she has her own device, she's been really excited about playing. And she's just having a great time, like deploying greenies and capping things. And yesterday we were at your house, Sarah, for a barbecue. Yeah. And today, I didn't hear about it yesterday, but today she voiced her disappointment to me. She said, Daddy, Sarah's got a special one at her house. She's got a Skyland, but I couldn't cap it because I'm not premium. So you upgraded you'd upgraded a Skyland by her house, Sarah, to the premium version. Yep. Rina was pissed off that she couldn't do that. Also, as the train stopped at Akashi Station, Akashi Park, and myself, yep, and PJ and Kai all fired a blast, she's like, I don't have any. Why does my brother have them, but I don't? I'm like, ugh. So, interesting thing. So, I was unaware that you can do a month of premium or month by month. So, what we're going to do, what I'll do later today or probably tomorrow morning, is I'll get her a month of premium to give it a go. And then mm-hmm. I will also, before the big event coming this Saturday on July 9th at Osaka Castle Park, I will get her a couple of blasts as well, because I'm sure she won't be happy unless she has those. So, we'll do that. So we got a new Munzee player in the house. She wanted to come to the event anyway because she just wanted to see you guys. So it was a social thing. She's like, oh, PJ and Sarah over there, I want to see them. And she was hoping that the geocaching vlogger Joshua would be there. And I said, I don't think he's going to be there in Japan.
No, because someday.
Maybe someday Joshua will come. I know he's been to Korea in the past. Years ago, he did geocaching in Korea. I think his work took him to Korea a bunch of years ago. I remember him doing a couple of videos of playing geocaching there. She was hopeful. I was like, no, I'm sorry. Because she's watched some videos of him doing Munzee events in America. So I was like, no, sorry, he won't be here. But that would be super cool. So there you go. Joshua, if you're listening. But
I would like to extend a personal invite to both Joshua and Craig, yes, Michelle, to come this way.
Yeah.
This event for the next one or the one after that, they're always welcome. By the way, there's a couple of players that mentioned that they were in Tokyo during our event, and I saw that two different players mentioned that they're traveling to Japan. And I chimed in and said, if you can, come down to Osaka. But one's there on business, and one just said they're too short a trip. But if you're into Japan and you're anywhere into Munzee, yeah, Osaka is the center and capital, not Tokyo.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I was just up in Tokyo and there's not a lot there. Well, I was up in Chiba. I wasn't really in Tokyo at Disneyland. But there were some in Disneyland. It was fun to get those. Yeah. But yeah, yeah, I know. Craig and Joshua, their new podcast that you mentioned in the last episode. I subscribed to it right after you had mentioned it to me, and I've been listening to it and really enjoying it. So it's always fantastic to have new things. Treasures of Our Town. And yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah, I'm enjoying that. I really am.
It's always great to have. I'm a big fan of you know, some different geolocation podcasts. Yeah. The geocaching podcast out of Chicago being one, which I don't listen to every week, but I listen to a few times a month. But I like the twist on this one. It's about how it's through the lens of. You know, sometimes geocaching is mentioned, sometimes Munzee is mentioned, but it's more of, and we've often said this before on this podcast, the great thing about Munzee is Munzee takes you places. It takes you interesting places and places you may never have gone before. So that's what they've taken that whole spin of how geocaching and geolocation games take you places. And now the podcast is about those places, the small towns that maybe people often don't know much about. So it's cool. So recommendations for you guys out there listening, if you don't know already, go check out Treasures of Our Town. With Craig and Joshua. It's good stuff. So, and we got an event coming up, right? What's going on there? Ooh.
Sarah, why don't you tell us more about it, Sarah?
Yeah,
we got an up on Sunday. It's set to go live at noon. And so give me the morning to get everything set up and let's all meet at, if you're in Osaka, come on down and we'll meet at Osaka Park that's a scary face. Don't wear that on Saturday.
And I had years of braces and that's what turned out. Anyway, Sarah, Kevin in all his wisdom, and I use that word in quotations, in all his wisdom, he mentioned that he was going to go early and help you. Do you need help from the curmudgeon one? Can I be there early?
You can come early too. You're allowed to come early as well.
Thank you.
I've got to hit some 100 yen shops and get the little flaggy things and sticky things to put the different the Munzees on and deploy and pop in the grass and stuff. One of the things I always talked about is I'd never be able to do that in China with an event because any park there would be literally as I stuck them in the ground there'd be some like cleaning staff following me pulling them right back out and while yelling at me and calling me names. So I'll get my daughter on that too. She'll love to. We'll find some things tomorrow morning. We'll head out to the 100 yen shop. There's a big one, a big Syria near us, and we'll head out. And for all of you out there listening, the 100 yen shop is basically like a dollar store, or like Dollar Tree, I suppose. Yeah, like Dollar Tree, only tidier, more organized,
much more tidier.
Yeah, Dollar Trees always look like a bomb went off in them, which is actually one of the most things that like my daughter is most excited about going to Canada is going to Dollarama and Dollar Tree. It's like, all right, fair enough. So she can fill her suitcase with. For all of you out there, if you're in Japan, come on down to Osaka. If you're not, you've got just a few days. Get that ticket. Get that plane ticket. Get on over here. So I mean, there's 10 people officially signed up right now. Hopefully some others will show up.
I suspect quite a few more may come on other days. So don't let people presume that 10 is all we're going to get. I'm hoping to get about 15 plus hits.
Yeah, exactly. Because like one thing that was mentioned, I was chatting with someone the other day who lives up in the Nara, Kyoto area. And her kids play sometimes. And she had mentioned that on the weekend, she's not able to get down here for the event because of her life schedule and stuff, but they're going to be trying to get down when they can to cap as much as possible. The family we've mentioned a lot mom, dad,
and hasn't registered yet either. And it's because he can't. My husband hasn't registered yet either. So there's actually 11. He just can't remember his Munzee password to log in.
Well, one, Sarah, if I can critique you, and I feel that I can.
Okay.
One, you should know his password because you manage all of us.
Yeah.
And two, you shouldn't allow anyone under your roof that isn't part of the game. I'm just saying. You know.
You know what, man? You two takes enough energy. I can't manage my husband. And so you guys are enough. You're enough work.
I don't think we're work at all. We're love and flowers.
I think that happens with a lot of events, by the way. I think there's a lot of events where X number of people like register on the website and they're there like that. They'll be attending, but you'll get like a lot more caps and, you know, like mm-hmm. a card at an event mm-hmm. so that there's only five people who are going to be going to the event, but you end up getting like 10, 7, 8, yeah. 9, 10 caps on that card. So,
exactly. Yeah. You
know, and if I could throw out, not just for our event, but I think all events, you know, I feel bad for events on weekends where there's a mega or something like that. If you're just a regular event in amongst the numbers, it's fun. People tend to ignore. And I just want to shout out to those people. I try to hit, and I think a lot of people do, maybe only one, but I try to put one out on everyone, especially on those mega events where I'm putting five on the bit mega. But, you know, you'll see another event in another part of the world that's only got 10 players attending or five players or whatever. Yeah. I'll still drop one because they love. And two, as you pointed out, Kevin, a lot of people end up going to the, I think people take the attend way too seriously. I think people should check attend if you even remotely have an opportunity to go.
Yeah.
It's one thing, you know, I won't click attend if I know I'm not going, but if I might even possibly attend, I'm going to click go because it just brings more attention to the event. And, for, you know, again, the event's only a day or two, but you'll find that most people, you know, will hit an area within a week. You know, if you're putting cards, if you're putting virtual, it's going to get hit.
Well, actually, if we'll talk about Castle Park right now, the cards are already there.
I know.
There's already.
You guys know I work at Keene. I work at a school beginning with the word Keene, and we'll just leave it at that. Oh, wow. That wasn't good. But nonetheless, who cares? The point is, I travel by the park three times a week, and I'm beginning to cap cards. Today was the first day I got four cards. I'm trying to cap everything on the periphery. That way, on that day, I just go into the park, and I'm not messing around. I'm not going to use any bombs. I'm no bomb PJ. I'm going to – not that I'm a – I use a blast when I need to, but I'm gonna, that day, I'm going to – I call them bombs, which, by the way, is not a good idea when you travel. TSA is not in favor of that. By the way, blast isn't much better, but it's a little better. When you say I'm in a clan, a blast, I tell you, TSA takes issue. We should call these other words. MHQ, if you're listening, maybe we should change it to word. Clan should be
– you know, the episode – We did an episode.
People, and blast should be flowers.
No, I did. We did an episode called Airport. I called it Airport Blasting, and there were some.
I forgot.
There was a couple of people who got offended. Like there was some. Someone's like, "I'm really offended by that. I can't believe you said that." I'm like, "Well, dude, it's in the game. They call them blast."
Yeah.
And we're talking about blasting at an airport. Literally, we weren't even insinuating about airplanes or anything nefarious.
No.
We were talking about getting all those out of reach Munzees using the tool.
Nonetheless, MHQ, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are. You might want to think about a rejigger of some of these names. Because I tell you, on the train, when you're talking about clans and blasts, it really sends the wrong signal to over listeners. What's the word? Overhearers? What do you call it? What's the word?
Nosy Nellies?
Eavesdroppers.
Eavesdroppers. Eavesdropper. But I love Kevin. You got to love the Canadians with their Nosy Nellies and their about everything.
I don't know if that's Canadianism, but... You know, speaking of Canada, for all of those out there listening who are Canadian, 2 days ago was Canada Day. Happy late Canada Day. And for those who are in America, it's
tomorrow.
Tomorrow is 4th of July.
So this will be going up on the 4th of July. This will go up tomorrow morning. So, hey, happy 4th of July.
Yeah, there you go.
I will probably use a blast or two at the event because I haven't
cast a flower or two. Yeah, that's what we're renaming it.
Okay, because I have. Well, there you go. Go ahead. because I haven't capped any of that stuff yet. I capped some along one side about a week ago when I was out for a walk. But I also know that I'm going to be with a 10-year-old who's probably going to get tired eventually. And like I mentioned to you guys before we started recording, after a few hours, I'll probably have to bring her back home and then come back again. Because I know that's going to happen. I'll bring sugary treats to help keep her spirits and energy up. But, kids are kids, right?
I got to tell you, though, Kevin, props to you. I put a Monday this morning because I was short for my normal cap and deploy requirements. Yeah. There's this wonderful shrine, which is right in the middle of the city, and it's in Kevin's neighborhood. It's called Kusunoki Shrine, Kusunoki Okami Shrine. And what I like about it is, I wish people could see. I wish we had a video. It's literally a shrine in the middle of a four-lane road, or two-lane at that point. And you caught it this morning. I literally put it up, and like an hour later, you were on your morning walk, and you got it.
Oh, wow. I would have got that on my way to the Apple store this morning. I watched the Apple store.
And what I love about it, it's a 600-year-old tree. It's a camphor. What do you call it? A camphor tree. Sarah is our formal tree person and Kusunoki in Japanese, but I think it's camphor tree.
Camphor tree. It's the one from my neighbor Totoro. It's the same tree.
Break it up there, Sarah. Could you say that again?
Oh yeah, it's a camphor tree. So if you ever watch My Neighbor Totoro, it's the tree that is right over the house is that camphor tree.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a shrine that's literally in the middle of the road, and they split the road into an oval just to pass this shrine. And again, it's been there. The tree is about 600 years old. The shrine was originally a sub shrine as a part of a temple that no longer exists. And the shrine's still there. And I put a virtual, literally on the train as I was going into work, because I had to put I had to deploy. And Kevin just nails it an hour before I even get to the work. He's already got it. Boom. You can tell when Kevin's in town, he doesn't mess around.
The thing is, though, where I realize, like, we are running out of time, and there's like lots of other things we're always doing during the daytime here while we're in Japan. We have to use our time wisely. So there's areas I haven't gotten to yet that I need to get to. Got to get out to Yao this week, at least for one morning with some blasts ready to go, me and Batman Kai, and just try to get some of that windfall. So that's a little place outside of Osaka that has a ton of Munzees. And I think at the event, I mean, our clan wars will be definitely no worries about points. That won't be a hard thing.
It's nice to say that for a change.
Right? And then ironically enough, then I'll be going through the challenges of, in 2 weeks from now, I'll be leaving, or actually in a week and a half now, I'll be leaving here, heading to Ontario, Cornwall, Ontario, Canada, where there's like nothing really, except for a few things I put. And then I'll be going to Penang. So then it's going to be the challenges will grow. But, whatever. Part of the game. Fun.
But when are you going to be there, Kevin, for listeners who might want to plant thank you cards or virtual? Well,
I'm going to be in Ottawa, the capital city, and there's a lot there. I'm going to be there from that loud noise is coming from Batman Kai. Who's getting
Kai.
Getting snacks. Doesn't understand the word quiet. He's going to come over for a moment here. We'll be in Canada on the – we'll be in Ottawa, the capital city, I think on the 15th, 16th, 17th, and maybe 18th, because I've got to do some visa work at an embassy. So a little bit longer than I'd like. And then we'll be down in Cornwall, Ontario right after that, maybe in the 18th until the end of July. Yeah. So Cornwall, Ontario, small town. There's a few things there. I'll add some more. And, awesome. But yeah, so exciting stuff though. But again, it's just great to be playing the game again. Just really happy. Yeah. And that's it. So I guess, we really wanted to just record record while we're all here in Japan together and talk about the event because, it's our event, it's the in a way, the Munsey Maniacs podcast event.
So Sarah's event. This woman works like a crazy woman. And by the way, crazy is the emphasis there. Crazy woman, mind you, not only does she put this together, but she messages us, PJ, do this. Kevin, don't forget that. She really is. You can tell she's such a mother. She really runs not only her own family, but her Munsey family with military precision. And yet a smile on her face.
Right.
Everybody, so because we've got POI
we
requirements,
can't
I sent a message to PJ last.
Sarah, stop and restart because we could not hear you at all.
Well, no, yeah, no, you broke up there. Your internet's breaking up, Sarah. You kind of went.
Okay, so you want me to talk normal, huh? Okay, no. I was laughing because last night I was looking at the requirements for this month's clan and realized that Kevin's going to have to, he's going to be in trouble for clans if he doesn't get some more POIs. So I just messaged Kevin or PJ last night and said, hey, I'm putting a POI here. You need to put one out too.
Well, thank you so much. I said, sir, yes, sir. It was done before I went to bed because you do not mess with Sarah.
I also just have to make sure that I get my way up to Mornomia area a few times. I have to try to get up there, I don't know, like once a day or so. They got there. But there's not much around here. And I realize that you guys have kind of arranged it through your play that you have POIs. Well, so you're far away from where I am anyway. But I know, PJ, kind of around your commute areas, right? So in that kind of town area of Osaka – there's not actually a lot of there's a lot of Munsies, but not lots of POIs.
I was gonna say I'm not a fan of the POI. It's 10 points.
Yeah. But it becomes a requirement sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not just us, for other clan members, it become a challenge too.
I think Sarah has her hand up, or is she trying to be a rooster? What's going on there?
I thought about doing both, but hey, Kev, when you go to Yao, they've got a ton of POIs, so you and I should check that out and make sure you guys get a ton of POIs that day. So,
hopefully,
just word of advice.
Hopefully,
I put another destination in Tsurahashi today. By the way, I it's insane because I said I was done with Skylands because they don't really pay out. But the thing is this. It's so darn convenient when you're on the train.
Yep.
You don't have to get off and you don't have to cap anything. And I mean, I get 10,000 points a day just commuting. So I put one more. Silly me. My God, MHQ, you owe me a beer. And you know who I'm talking to, Rob. You owe me a beer. Because I tell you, PJ's just throwing out money and... illogically too, not even for the points. I just sometimes get bored. I'm in the middle of class and the students are working in groups and I got nothing else to do, so I'll go over to freeze tag. Oh wow, there's a 55-year-old fart.
Yet
it's tagged on all of my devices, and when I'm bored I'll just go buy something. And so I got another Skyland today and dropped it at Tsurahashi. Although I'll probably make it to the premium because I love those two hits a day. You know, the rollout was rough on that, but it's turned out to be very good. I enjoy it. The only thing is I've kept your advice and I didn't do my initial. Those who listened probably heard PJ whine to death because I did I converted two of them on my main campus. And then, you know, there was a part, it was still on a 12-hour timer, not a 12-hour clock. So I undid them. And since they've corrected it, it's now back on a clock and it's working smoothly. I haven't redone it because I do get a lot of students. By the way, this is petty, but I'm going to say this anyway. Two students in Kyoto saw me scanning behind a mirror. And they said, what are you doing, you strange old man? And I said, well, I'm playing a geolocation game. And they joined right away. And I have a printout that I carry that's in English and Japanese. And I passed it out and said, join the game. And they promptly joined. but they didn't scan in my code, those SOBs. And the thing is, if I've told students, you don't have to join, don't worry about it, but you're welcome to if you want. And then they join the game, but they don't take my reference code. And I'm thinking, what? And I'm thinking, I'm already planning my lesson on Friday, because I'm in Kyoto on Friday, how to subtly work in that they really should scan that in, even though I told them it's not important, but still it's important. And I want the credit, you know? By the way, I've checked on the records, and I'm like 40th of referrals because I'm a teacher and I do it in class.
I demand all of you stop. You want to pass this course, you will download this app and scan this code.
You nasty Luddite, you. I mean, I do what I need to do.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for the game.
Good for you.
What's good for PJ is good for the world. Isn't that the slogan? No? Yeah. I think I saw that. Some NGO said that. I don't know who.
Oh, look at that. His glass is empty now.
My glass is empty, so I'm going to be quiet now while I refill.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
And on that note, Kevin.
On that note, I got to wrap things up, guys.
There we go.
Got to wrap things up. Check the show notes, all the links below to follow us on social media. Of course, go join the Munzee Maniacs Facebook group. Give us a like and a review wherever you listen to us, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, wherever it may be. We're on all those places. We've got a big event, Osaka Castle Park in Osaka, Japan, this Sunday coming up, July 9th. Go check it out on the calendar. We would love some love from you guys. Support the event and support other events that we can too. You know, of course.
Hey, I've already started deploying my cards for the weekend for all the other events. So
I will be on that probably tomorrow. I actually have to go out and play. I got to go out and play some Munzee in a few minutes. Okay. Yeah, because I need to go and cap. I had a TPOB on my house and I've just capped it, so I've got to go get some scatters.
Well, I got Uber Eats coming to my door in about a minute, so we need to wrap this up.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And yeah, that's it. We're done.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You cannot hear this fan. This interior fan is going off at something fierce.
No, I don't hear it.
Well, I bet your system as well.
Okay.